Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Only one more of those, folks. Just one more, and then we'll be through. I promise. Tom Mazacker is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great supporter of all the things that you do. He's one of our top branding experts. He's the author of a number of books, including Sandbox Wisdom and the sequel to it, The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, and another book, this is his most recent, A Brand New World, 10 Guiding Business Principles for Success in Chaotic Times. He's our good friend, Tom Mazacker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and happy anniversary.
Thanks. It's good to have you back, as always.
It's great to be back.
Yeah. Well, I can see that. I can see how it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it?
Oh, geez, absolutely.
So what you got on your mind today, Tom?
Well, you know, right before the break, I heard you say that we're here to try to make your life a little better, which is
more diamond days than stone days.
You know what? Absolutely.
Remember that song? Remember that John Denver song? Some days a diamond, some days a stone.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there's one key, one really considerable key to making all of our lives better. At least, as a small business owner, which I am as well, and. That's before I tell you what that is, see if you can figure it out, because I'm going to give you some recent business news items that to me are very telling about what's going on in the economy and in the marketplace, and it really has a profound effect on all of us. Let's start with the first one. The U.S. airline industry in 2004 is poised to set a record for the most passengers carried.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the kicker. You know how they did that? By giving away the seats below cost. They're going to lose about $8 billion this year.
And go into bank. One of them went into bankruptcy again, and another one's about to go in.
Absolutely. Okay, so there's one piece of news. Second piece of news, Kmart and Sears are merging.
Right.
They're going to keep the same names of their stores, and they're going to merge to do what? To improve their operational efficiencies and supply chain management. Okay. We'll get to what that's all about. Third thing that I read, TiVo, the record
right.
the TV
mm-hmm.
program.
They avoid the commercials.
In March, right. Well, their prices of their devices have dropped over the past 2 years. They used to charge $400 for these things. Now they're going for $99. In March, they're going to introduce pop-up ads. So when you're starting to scan past commercials, little ads are going to pop up. All right. Now, here's another big one. Coca-Cola is telling their investors that they're slashing their long-term volume and earnings targets, and they've laid out this big manifesto for change to revitalize the company. And the chairman and CEO is telling the investors that 95% of the company's future business is going to come from outside the U.S.
Wow.
And one more piece of news. The list of mutual fund companies under investigation continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what this is all telling me, and I hope that this is what's telling everybody the same thing. Companies today are struggling to figure out how to grow their revenues and their profits. Mm-hmm. The competitive environment is just getting unbelievably difficult out there. All right, so what's the brilliant solutions that are happening? The airlines, well, like you said, status quo, file bankruptcy, and beg the government for a bailout.
Mm-hmm.
Kmart and Sears, what's their solution? Merge, reduce costs by laying off people.
Mm-hmm.
TiVo, I don't know what they're doing. It sounds like it's destroy the brand by introducing what their mission was to eliminate in the first place, mm-hmm. which was advertising.
Right.
Coke, get out of the U.S. because the jig is up over here. You know, all that ad spending just isn't working on us anymore. And mutual fund companies, many of them, it's cheat and steal. That's how we're going to make our profits. What is this? What am I telling everybody? Growth is the key. You want to end all your miseries as a small business owner? Grow. Grow your customers, grow your revenues, grow your profits.
I have a theory about all the things that you just said. Not about every single case, I guess, but about many of the things that you just said. and that is, it comes back to something I've been thinking about and been writing about and talking about now for several months now, and it's an epidemic that I think is going through the marketplace. It's been around for a long time, but I think it's becoming epidemic now, and the disease is called the customer syndrome.
Exactly.
And what I mean by that is, many of the companies, many of the industries that you just mentioned, have spent so much time trying to grow their business by beating their competition, by focusing on what their competition has done, they forgot to ask their customers what they want.
That's it. And
the thing about it is, Tom, you and I can't help Coca-Cola. We can't help Sears and Kmart, but we can help Billy and Loreen, small business owner out there, because the worst thing in the world a small business owner can do, a big business can get away for a long time with worrying about their competitors and disregarding their customers, but a small business can't do that for very long.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, and I mean, the simple solution to a lot of what's going on with a lot of these businesses and with small businesses is first thing to do is stop violating what I call the first rule of holes. Have you heard of that?
Go ahead.
The first rule of holes is,
right,
if you're in one, stop digging.
Yep.
You know, and that's the whole key to this. The whole key is, let's stop digging for a minute and let's find out strategically what do we need to do to make customers attracted to us, our businesses, to recommend us to our friends. And, I mean, there are really some really simple steps that everybody could take today to do that.
And the key is to differentiate ourselves from other people. I mean, not to see what the competitor is doing and to try to do what that competitor is doing, do it better, but to differentiate ourselves. Isn't that the key?
Yeah, it is, but I'd say the key is also not to differentiate for the sake of differentiating.
No, I'm talking about in today's world, you can differentiate yourself by just asking the customer, what do you want?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, something hit me last night, and I thought it is something that's interesting because we'll do it for our kids, but not for our customers. Here's what happened last night. Last night I sat with a few hundred other small business owners and employees, really, of small businesses. And where were we? We were attending our kids' junior high school band recital.
Hold on to that thought. I want to hear the rest of this right after these messages. Tom Asacker is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of A Brand New World, as well as Sandbox Wisdom. Stay with us 20 after.
But I'm out on the road again.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Tom Asacker is our guest. Tom, give us your website, please.
It's www.aclearye, A-C-L-E-A-R-E-Y-E .com.
Now, that's a new one, isn't it?
Well, you can get this from sandboxwisdom.com as well. But
why did you change it to A Clear Eye?
Well, I've got a new book series coming out, hopefully in the beginning of the year. We're just finishing it up. And the first one is going to be called A Clear Eye on Branding. And it's going to be a hypothetical question and answer between a business owner and myself regarding what's important and why it's important to understand what this concept of branding is all about. And then we'll do a series, you know, A Clear Eye for Selling, A Clear Eye for Innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And really get into the nitty-gritty. Instead of all this hypothetical, philosophical stuff, let's get into how do you apply it, what does it really mean, how do you think about the concept so that you can apply it to your customers and to your marketplace.
I like it. Good for you. I'm looking forward to launching every one of those on this show.
All right. Well, we'll also be doing a speaking tour across the country to groups, to business owners.
Right.
So if anybody's interested, you know, they can come to the site. There's a little subscribe button. Just hit subscribe, and then what I'll do is I'll send out emails as we get close to say where we're going to be,
right,
and they'll be able to pick up some really good insights.
All right, sounds good. That's a clear eye, aclear.com.
Exactly.
Okay, you were talking to us about this little gathering that you were in.
Well, I was thinking about it. I don't know if you've ever been to a junior high school band recital, but it's not Broadway, you know?
Right.
But you know, we're all there. It's it's between 7 and 8 o'clock at night. We did have a lot of things to do. We left our office with all kinds of to-dos spread out everywhere. But the reason that we went there had nothing to do with us. It had to do with our kids. It was important to them. Now, I'm wondering, as a small business owner, when was the last time we just forgot everything that we needed to do and did something for customers because it was important to them? Now, I don't mean, I dropped my prices last week. That was important to them. No, that's not what I'm talking about, because that's not a way to grow. That's digging the hole.
Right.
I'm talking about, you know, something as simple as either telephone calls or a meeting with customers and saying, how can I improve what I'm doing to better help you, to better improve your life? How can I do it? Not a survey, a face-to-face, a phone call. How can I do it? Then what do? Then start doing it and then tell them, you know, your insights were important. I'm doing that. This is what we've done. And let them know how important that they are to you and to your success. That's meaningful to people.
So you
we
actually
never
have,
hear
and you can actually have a PR campaign that said, we asked you what you wanted, you said this is what you wanted, here it is.
Listen, absolutely. People, you know, the thing that people really want that they don't get is they just want to know that you care. And you know, everybody says, I care. I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. Call a couple of customers today and just say, I'm just calling to let you know. To thank you, because if it weren't for you, I wouldn't even be here. I wouldn't be able to do this today. Thank you very much. That'll go so far. Now, you want to grow your business? It's very simple. One, get your customers to visit or call. How do you do that? I don't think you do it with an ad. I think you figure out, you run some special, you have an event. Get creative, but get your customers in there or get them to call you so that you can visit them. While there, give them an experience that they told you that they wanted. Say, okay, look, you're here. Look what we did. You said do it. We're doing it right now.
You know, Tom, one thing I want to stick in here that we got to make sure we mention, I can see this happening with the owners. I can see this happening with the customers. But sometimes the owners think that information gets through osmosis, gets right into the heads of their employees, and it doesn't, and they don't make the transition for their employees, and there's a disconnect between what the owner wants, what the customer wants, and what the employees deliver.
You know what? You took the words right out of my mouth. No, but that's okay. I mean, what I was going to say is before you do that, before you bring them in, make sure that what you're delivering, that experience, is strategic and sustainable. I mean, if you're not there and people walk back in, they better get that same experience.
Yep.
Which means you've got to really train, you've got to educate people, make them passionate, tell them why they're doing it. You know, don't give orders. Let them get involved in how to make it better so that they feel that it's part of their solution. You know, everybody wants to feel needed, customers and employees. And then once you do that, really simple, then you say, come back and please bring your friends.
And thank
tell
you,
your friends.
Thank you for coming today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and if they do appreciate and sense that this is a special experience, they will tell their friends. You know, people, I love that old saying, people will tell 10 people of a bad experience they had. That's not true. Because bad experiences are common. People don't talk about common experiences. They will tell people about a great experience that they had. Because it's uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
So give them something uncommon, a talking point, so that they can go out and tell people, man, you wouldn't believe today what a great time I had.
And there's never been a better time for small business owners to differentiate themselves from everybody else in the marketplace. Tom Asacker, thank you for being here. The website is aclear.com. Thanks, Tom. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
You're the best. Quick break, right back with Governor Pete DuPont after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Since I don't have you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.